meet you with some friends. There's lightning in the sky. I tried to make a joke about angels in a disco. I got tongue-tied and you all got fed up. Change one.
And raising the fist, don't forget you was raised with your face in it.
Real queens gon' hold it down. Real women make the world go round. Real ladies gon' boss up now.
My man, he's got fiery fists clenched around what he claims is the last glass of it. He's angry. Well, I don't blame him to be. I know he's got a bitterness hot on his lips. I taste it every now and then when we kiss. He's dwelling over this. Well, I wanna see him forgive. You're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm only here trying to save you with my love. You're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm here hoping that I can be enough. Let me be enough. Let me enough. My man, he's got fiery fists. He swears to me today is the day that he quits. He's angry, but I know it's not at me. Because I still soak in his other side. Who he used to be before the lightning did strike. He puts up a fight, but my man is kind. Oh, he's strong like an ox, gentle like a dove. I'm only here trying to save you with my love. You're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm here hoping that I can be enough. Let me, let me, let me 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 be enough. Oh, you're strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm only here trying to save you with my love. Strong like an ox, gentle like a dove, and I'm here hoping that I can be enough. Let me, let me, let me 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 be enough.
You just heard Dove by Maddie Smith, Timothy Royale, and Edwin Smith. And Maddie Smith is an artist that I saw live at a So Far Sounds show a few weekends ago. She's from Seattle. Seattle, Washington, and she's really, really talented. She sang this one song called Amelia, and it was about like her girlfriend moving away or something like that, but it was so moving and I got so emotional, and it reminded me of like Joni Mitchell. It was very nice. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Feeling Sounds, but we're doing Feeling Sounds at a random time. Normally, I'm on Tuesdays from 10 to 11 a.m., but this week I decided it's a special episode for a couple reasons. So this week is Fun Drive. And I'm sure if you are regular listeners by now, you've heard lots about Fun Drive. But basically, it's our week-long annual fundraiser, and we need donations because the only way that we can do all the cool things that we do here at CITR are through donations. We have paid staff, and they basically keep everything running because, you know, there's a lot to keep running, and we only would be able to do that with donations. So throughout the episode, I'll be talking about, like, why Fun Drive is good and why we need you to donate. And also, there's another reason today is a special episode. I have my friend with me. His name is Henry Trudeau, and he's the former president of France.
Bonjour.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. So you said your name was John Locke, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's nice. So, Brad Pitt, today you brought some songs for us to listen to, right?
Yes. About yes. Five.
Five, okay.
Five songs.
And how did you go about selecting these songs?
I sat in a Starbucks cafe for like 3 hours, and I was thinking of what type of music do I feel when I listen to it, or like generates an emotional response toward me. And then, honestly, at the end, I couldn't find all the songs, so I just put in the final song that I really just enjoy.
Okay, great. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Songs that make you feel things. Cool. So let's just go straight into a song. The first one you brought is called Oh Children. How about we talk about that a little bit and why you chose that one?
Well, I love Harry Potter. And this song is in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Oh, really?
It is. When Hermione and Harry are dancing, this is the song that's playing in the background. So it's cool. It's very nice. And I love how it's like a chorus of voices. And there's many voices. And I love that effect. And that's something I think I brought in multiple of the songs. It's much more of a harmony.
That's nice. That's honestly probably my favorite scene from that movie. Yeah, it's really, because like the whole movie is really dark and dreary, But yeah, I'm excited to hear this song. I've never actually heard the full thing. Okay, cool. So this is Oh Children by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Here it goes.
Me that lovely little gun, my dear, my darling one. The cleaners are coming one by one. You don't even wanna let them start. Knocking now upon your door. They measure the room, they know the score. They're mopping up the butcher's floor of your broken little heart. Now for what we've done, started out as a bit of fun. Here, take these before we run away. The keys to the gulag. And poor old Jim, they're gathering round with all my friends. We're older now and the light is dim, and you are only just beginning. The answer to all your fears. It's short, it's simple, it's crystal clear. It's roundabout and it's somewhere here. Last amongst our winning. Good as new, and they're lining up to inspect you.
Children.
Poor old Jim's white as a ghost. He's found the answer that we lost. We're all weeping now, weeping because there ain't nothing we can do to protect you.
Oh, children. party more, we're having fun. The train ain't even left the station. I once was blind and now I see. Have you left a seat for me? Is that such a stretch of your imagination? Was held in chains, but now I'm free. I'm hanging in there, don't you see? In this process of a elimination. The train that goes to the kingdom. We're happy more, we're a happy mass. Beyond my wildest expectations. The train that goes to the kingdom. We're happy more, we're having fun. The train ain't even left the station.
That was Oh Children by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And that was recommended by my friend Michael, who's here with me right now.
Nice to see you, Sarah.
Yes, it is nice to see me. Off the air, you were talking to me about some of the things you noticed about that song. I think it'd be cool if you shared those with our audience.
Well, the way I very much enjoy the song, because I see it as a sort of a crescendo, and that at the end it kind of reaches its peak. And it just so happens to be that in the Harry Potter movies, that is the portion of the song that you hear. It's when they're dancing, you hear the end of the song at its peak. And I just found that one of my favorite parts of that song is that on top of it being a crescendo, but there's such a harmony of so many different aspects to the song. So you have the background singers, you have Nick Cave singing, and then you have the instruments as well. And I just really enjoyed all of that working together. I feel like it works very well.
It is very, very nice.
Very nice.
And then, when we were listening to that song, you pointed out the one section where that's like actually in the movie. And I think we should talk about that movie.
It was a phenomenal movie.
It's a great movie.
It's such a good movie.
Yeah. So that's the seventh one?
It's seven part one.
Seven part one.
And in fact, since my name is Harry, and the character in the movie is also named Harry, and so we share that in common. And I feel like when I saw that scene, I felt a connection.
Yeah.
And that's why I love this song so much.
Yeah, because your name is Hermione, and when you saw Hermione, you were like, oh, that's me.
Hermione.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah. No, that happens. So what's your favorite Harry Potter movie?
I don't like the movies. I like the books.
Why do you not? Okay, this is interesting. Why do you not like the movies?
Because the movies don't go into enough detail, man.
That's true.
If I could watch a Harry Potter movie that was 9 hours long.
Because it had all the details. Yeah.
Every single detail, I would do it.
Oh, same. 100%. Absolutely. Especially just like the parts where Harry is like walking around being angsty.
Yeah.
Like that would be great.
But I feel bad for Harry, man. Man's is depressed.
Yeah.
He's so depressed. He's so traumatized.
You know, it's something interesting about the way that J.K. Rowling wrote it was like Harry didn't really show very many signs of having gone through abuse. Like,
yeah, he didn't.
He didn't. And like that might just be because J.K. Rowling probably wasn't super educated about the psychology or whatever. But I feel like it would have been... I mean, especially just like not just the abuse of his childhood, but like the trauma he went through during the war. And like the very last scene of the whole series is like everything was great. Now they have kids named after Snape and like all of this random stuff. And I'm like, well, that's not realistic. Like it's nice and it's happy. But like I feel like it would have been more powerful if it was like, yeah, Harry has like nightmares every day, but like they're getting through it. And like, you know what I mean? I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I hear you, but I also think that, first off, I know for a fact that she wanted to put much more physical abuse into the books, but her editor said that she couldn't because it was supposed to be a kid's book.
Mm.
But I think he shows his trauma pretty acutely. I think in the fifth book, starting from the fifth book onward, once he sees Cedric get murked, he shows it, like, constant nightmares, just, like, feelings of dread, anger for no reasons, complete, like, mood changes, like, so powerful. And then the nightmares, and then just you can see that his entire person changes the second he sees Cedric get killed.
Yeah.
And I think when I read them for years, and then I didn't read them for like three years, and then I went back and I reread them, and it was shocking to me how traumatized Harry is from book five onwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's intense, and that's something that they don't show in the movies because they can't.
Yeah.
But even just like the inner monologue that he has a lot of the times in the books is just like, damn, dude, please see a therapist.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. I guess, so I only read the series all the way through once, and then I read half of it again, but then I just like stopped reading it after the fourth one, I think, which is like conveniently the time that you're referring to. So yeah, maybe if I read it again now, I would see it differently.
You definitely would.
Yeah. I mean, he goes through a lot. It's not like just the war or like whatever. So I guess, yeah, that's interesting. He definitely evolves quite a bit.
I mean, poor kid, man.
Yeah.
Just seeing that guy, seeing Cedric get killed, like,
that's rough.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I would know, but like, I'm just saying, like he seems so traumatized and so sad. So this scene with this song, with him dancing with Hermione, is just such a beacon of hope and such a beacon of just like, it's light and beautiful,
yeah,
compared to the rest of the seventh book, which is just like dark and depressing.
It's so dark.
And just like all around kind of horrifying.
Yeah.
He's 17.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. One of the things I think the various directors of the Harry Potter films did pretty well was like the colors and like, yeah.
Yes.
The colors yes. And like the imagery 100%. And stuff. It did evolve in a very good way, mm-hmm. of like 100%. It depicted what it needed to, you know?
Yeah, it went from like light and beautiful and very colorful because he was a child, and then to just like
black,
bland, yeah, drab, just like, yeah.
Even the way they stylized Hedwig's theme evolved in a really dark way. Yeah.
I mean, they're like very famous books, but they're so depressing. It's horrible. It's such a horrible story.
I mean, I guess like, How many really famous books aren't a little depressing?
Because
that's just
course.
The human condition,
of course,
you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
But I feel that I don't know, especially for Harry Potter, nobody realizes how traumatizing everything is.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have a family either.
Yeah.
And the only family he does have...
Dies.
Oh,
God. When Sirius died, I was so upset.
Dude, so bad.
Yeah.
Poor guy, you know? But it is what it is.
Yeah.
And he makes it, and then he gets kids, and then J.K. Rowling conveniently names them after a gigantic butt face.
Yeah, that really... I don't know. The ending... Okay, I agree. You're right that I overlooked. He does show symptoms of someone who's gone through trauma, but I feel like the ending just kind of ignores that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I feel like she... I don't know. It's complicated. But definitely that last scene, it doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah. It's hard to write a good ending, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like, especially, for anything.
Yeah, especially to such a legendary series of books.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so that was a nice discussion about Harry Potter. Now I'm going to talk about why our listeners should donate to Fund Drive.
Yes.
That was completely non sequitur, but I have to do it somehow. Okay, so one reason that I think you guys should donate to Fund Drive is because otherwise, how would, like, it's okay, it's really cool for people like me and Jerry and his good friend Tom to be able to just like chill on the radio and talk about our favorite book series. Like, that's a really cool opportunity, and that's not something you can do every day. Actually, you know, it's interesting. I have friends who have been involved in like university radio stations in other universities, and obviously every community radio station has its like strengths and its perks and things like that, but there are some things about CITR that I think are very special. The way that it's very inclusive of like first time like artists or people who've never been on air before, we just like we train like my friend Dan, who no, because Dan is in the hallway right now. My friend Say it in the microphone.
Jacques Chirac.
Oh, hi. Are you the president of France?
I am the president of France.
That's nice. So the president of France has never been on the radio before.
No.
But, you know, it's really great because CITR allows people who have no training to go through training, and then, like, they can learn how to do all this stuff. And there's a lot of, like, technical things that we do here, like working the boards and stuff like that. And personally, I struggle a lot with that. But, like, I wouldn't even be anywhere as adept as I am now if it wasn't for CITR. And all of those trainings we give to people are like free for members, which is, I don't know, I think that's just like not something you find everywhere. It's pretty cool. Also, my dad donated a few minutes ago, and I wanted to thank him, Nick Carboni, the man, the myth, the legend. Actually, my dad is very important in my experience with music. He has influenced me a lot. He's a great guitar player and very creative man, so thanks to my dad for supporting the things that I love by donating to Fundrive. My dad and anyone who decides to donate can win prizes. I'm not going to go into too much detail about what the prizes are because you can find those all online. But one of them that's actually really, really cool, and I'm looking at it right now, it's a cassette called The Fishbowl Sessions. And it's basically like recordings of live performances we've had at CITR, and I'm actually featured on this year's cassette, which makes me really happy. I did a performance on Noise Complaint, which is the show run by our music director here, Jasper. There's a recording of me singing my original song, Serial Song, on this cassette, which is really exciting. So anyway, yeah, I'm really stoked about that. Okay. So now, back to my friend Matt Damon. We're gonna go into the next song. So Matt, what songs did you pick today? Or what's the next one that you picked today?
The next song that I picked is...
Oh, yes. Please look at it.
Cold Little Heart by Michael Kiwanuka.
Cool. Do you want to talk about a little bit why you chose that one?
Well, it has a 4-minute introduction. It's very long, but it's... I don't know. When I listen to this song, I feel like I'm on a train. And if there's one thing that my friends know is that...
Fred likes trains.
Fred loves trains. And I am Fred.
Muhammad, I know you really like trains.
I do really love trains. And so I feel like I'm on a train when I listen to this song. And that's why I picked it.
So briefly, I would like to explore, why do you like trains so much? Because this is something like when I think of Paul, I think trains, you know? And I want to know, like... Why is that so associated with who you are?
Well, I ride many trains. I've ridden many trains my whole life. And so when I was living in France, I would take this train every day. It was a very cool train. It was red.
Oh, hell yeah. Like the Hogwarts Express.
Yes, exactly. But much, 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 much dirtier. And yeah, it was covered in graffiti, but I had many good experiences on that train. Like, and so I just really like trains, man. They get you from point A to point B. They're not probably not gonna derail and kill you.
Yeah.
They don't involve like flying 36,000 feet in the air. They're also really cool to look at, and I don't know, I just feel like there are many good thoughts happen in trains.
Okay, I was gonna say, like,
you think well in them.
Yeah, I used to I've never taken a train regularly, but sometimes when I would go visit my family in Northern California, we would take the train from like a little bit south to San Francisco. And it's just like a really nice place to like be creative. And like, it's like a liminal space. You can like write cool poetry and like look at things moving past you really fast. So I definitely get that.
And you see the world from a different perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're on a train.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be seeing that if you weren't on a train.
Exactly. So why does this song remind you of trains? And then we can go into the song.
Because I first listened to it on a train.
Wow, that's so deep and
also
moving.
Also because this one train that I always took when I was in France, in Paris, the weather kind of is bad. It's not nice weather.
Okay.
And so this is a very, the colors I see when I listen to this song are gray. And so it just reminds me of the mood outside, once you stepped outside of the train at the station. Yes.
Are you synesthetic?
Slightly.
Oh, really?
Yes. but only a little bit, but only with certain songs.
Only a little bit. Okay. Yes. That's really cool.
But I have a friend who's like very, he's chromaesthetic, I think.
Is that, that's where you see colors specifically?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's really cool. Okay, great. So we're going to listen to the song now. This is called Cold Little Heart by
Michael Kiwanuka.
Michael Kiwanuka. Here it is. Do you want to hear the full intro or what have you decided?
I mean, put it like 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Okay. Yeah. We're going to skip a little bit of the intro because it's long, but we'll listen to most of it. So here is Cold Little Heart.
I'm not afraid to this time I can go far. Thinking about where I've been ain't helping me start.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
At CITR, we work really hard to empower our community by getting that community on air. That means you, listening right now, can have a show on CITR. We'll even give you all the trainings it takes to get you there for free. But is this something most radio stations offer? We called a few to find out.
Good afternoon, 1027 The Peak.
Good afternoon, C-Fox.
Jack FM.
Hi. So here's the deal. I really want to get a show on your station. I'll be honest. I don't have any radio experience, but I assume that won't be a problem.
Unfortunately, I mean it doesn't necessarily work like that.
Okay, Virgin doesn't do that.
No.
No.
Unfortunately, we don't exactly have any positions open at the moment.
No.
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 Okay. But you offer some sort of, like, training program, right? So I could eventually get a show?
Not at this station. I mean, usually start off in some sort of accredited college program.
I've never seen it done, but, I mean...
I haven't really heard of that, no, but I am the newest one in the building, pretty much. I've only been here about 9 months.
Okay, I see. Well, thanks for answering my questions. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Keep unaccredited weirdos on the air. Donate to CITR. Visit citr.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648.
And we're back. You're listening to a special episode of Feeling Sounds. I am Sarah, your host, and I am here with Chirag. Hi, Chirag.
Hi, guys.
Cool. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit more about what CITR does, because I feel like many people who listen probably just are like, well, they're a radio station, they do radio, but it's so much more than that. And these are all reasons why we are once again asking for your financial support. So I was actually just telling Tony off the air that some of the other things we do is we provide trainings, like the ad that I just played said. And basically what that means is, like, you can just come to CITR station and just be like, hi, I want to join. And then we'll give you a tour of the station. You can purchase your membership. And then we will, like, sign you, or you'll sign up for trainings, which are every week, and then you'll learn how to, like, use the technical boards and, like, be on air and not feel super nervous and sound like a fool and stuff like that. And it's all really great. Another thing we do is, this is very big, we have Discorder Magazine. I'm sure you've all heard of it. Discorder Magazine started as just a program guide for CITR back in, like, the 80s, I believe, but it's evolved so much since then. It's bi-monthly, and it basically, like, you can find a bunch of shows that are coming up. You can read articles about local artists, and it's similar to CITR in that we focus on amplifying the voices of those who are underrepresented in media, which I think is very, very important because media kind of controls our lives at this point. So it's important that people besides, like, you know, the typical people you can find in media are going to be heard. I think that's very valuable. And yeah, and the only way we can do all these things is through the help of our listeners and readers. So please call in for a donation. You can call in right now. It's 604-822-8648. You'll be speaking with one of our lovely boys who are in the station right now, Dan. He'll be helping you out with your donation and telling you all the prizes you're going to get. And we know that you want to have some human interaction tonight, so call and have a chat with Dan. I feel like that was the wrong way to pitch this because now I'm putting down our audience. I'm sure you all have a lot of friends. yeah, okay. So anyway, that's why you should donate to CITR. That and many more reasons we will continue. Oh, another thing I forgot to mention. We have beer in the station, and Dan was really excited about this. He's having a beer right now. It's been a long week for Dan. but yeah, we have beer in the station. It's just like a chill place to hang out. I have lunch here all the time. I've met so many friends through CITR, so it's good for community as well as the things that it that we produce. So that, yeah, it's just great, and I love it very much. And also, my friend who's in studio with me today, this is his first time being in the station, and I am very excited that he seems pretty interested in joining CITR as a member. Isn't that right, Captain Holt?
Yes.
Cool. That's good.
Thank you.
Do you have any experience with radio? I know you've written some things for the UBC before.
I have. 2 times. It was an interesting experience. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yes. And now I'm writing for a French and English newspaper in Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am.
What is it?
It's a newspaper in French and English about...
Does it have a name?
La Source.
Okay.
Or The Source, I think, in English.
Okay.
And then the... basically... they write articles on cultural events happening around Vancouver as a whole in English and French. So if you want to practice your French, it's very, very nice. And then it's all about diversity and inclusion, so much like CITR.
Oh, that's great.
It is very fun.
How long have you been doing that for?
7 days.
Wow.
I know.
Congrats. Have you submitted anything to be published yet?
No, because I had some technical difficulties.
Oh, okay. But this is not an associated thing with UBC at all. It's just like in the city.
Yeah.
Cool. How did you find out about it?
I don't even know. I was looking for volunteer opportunities, and this seemed like the best thing that I could do with my time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah. And so much like CITR, I feel like it would also be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Go CITR.
See, like, you want to join CITR. Yes. I hope you do.
One day.
Well, I hope it's soon. okay, so we have about 15 minutes left of the show, and we have 3 songs here. I feel like we might not have time for all of them. Which ones would you like to prioritize?
Well, I feel like all of the songs I've played so far have been relatively chill, so maybe. These two.
Okay.
Skin and Dogfights.
Skin and Dogfights. Okay, we can play Skin first. Do you want to introduce it?
Skin is a song that I heard for the first time in a concert, and it's an interesting experience. It's a lot, but it's beautiful as well.
Okay, cool. We can talk more about it afterwards. Here is Skin by Rag and Bone
Man.
Rag and Bone Man. Okay, here goes.
When the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door. Helpless, I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding
poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. 'Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls were caving in. But I see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I heard that sound, love, it was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
And that was Skin by Rag and Bone Man. And I'm here with my friend Boyle. I'm Sarah. This is Feeling Sounds. Hey, Boyle.
How you doing?
I'm good. Do you want to tell our audience what you were telling me off air about why you like that song?
Well, I feel like when I first saw this song, I didn't know what to expect. And then, because the rest of the concert was very chill, but then this one song, he comes out, and it's him, and it's like four backup singers, and there was a trumpet, and I love trumpets. And it was just such a beautiful medley of everything going on, and it's very hopeful, and I like that a lot.
Oh, I like that. Hopeful. That's nice.
Yes.
Doug, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, I love surprises.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take it out of my bag really fast.
I think I'm going to... Oh, God.
You think you're going to what?
The boys in the kitchen.
The kitchen?
The office. Filming.
Oh, the boys in the office are filming. Okay, here's my surprise for you.
Thanks. It's an avocado.
It is an avocado.
Is there something in the avocado?
No, it's just an avocado. Okay. Cool. So I gave Judy an avocado, and she is very confused, and that's just what I wanted. Yeah. How
I'm
do you
allergic
feel?
To avocados.
Are you? No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe you.
Do you want me to get my doctor in here?
Yeah, go get your doctor. Is he on call?
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that was a prank.
Useless.
That okay, basically I was like, what's going to happen if I give Casper an avocado? And
I am Casper.
That's, you know, that was pretty exciting. I think all of our listeners enjoyed that.
Well.
Anyway, okay, so we're kind of wrapping up the show. This has been very fun. Mr. Robinson, thank you for being on tonight.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself very much.
I'm glad.
In fact, I gave you a gift. I have a gift for you.
Oh wow, it's an avocado. Yes. Thanks.
Enjoy, please. Don't choke on it.
Oh, I'll do my best. And those of you listening, we still need your donations. Oh, and also, I didn't mention, Fun Drive has a finale party. It's on Valentine's Day, which is also...
Liam's
Jacob,
birthday.
Liam, we're going to use your real name now.
It's not my real name.
It's not your real name.
Bruce.
Bruce is your real name.
Yeah.
It's on Bruce's birthday, which is funny. But yeah, basically the theme of Fun Drive this year is crushing on community radio because it's Valentine's Day and that's cute. And the finale party will be at Redgate on Friday. I don't remember what time it starts. I think 8:00. I might be hosting it, like emceeing. I really want to, but we'll see if that works out. But either way, you should come. It's going to be really fun. I'm pretty sure it's $10 entry, and all of the you know, funds from the entrance fee go towards Fun Drive. And yeah, there's going to be bands playing and all local bands, which will be really cool. And you can get a little Liddy in there. If you want to do that, I'll be there. It'll be fun. So please come down to Fun Drive finale. And I'm going to just say the phone line one more time before we close it out with our last song. So if you want to donate, which I really hope you do, please call 604-822-8648. If you don't want to right now because you're already wearing your nighttime retainer or something like that, you can call anytime until Friday. Phones are open 1 to 9 p.m. every day. Yeah. Or you can go to citr.ca/donate if you don't want to interact with people such as Dan, who is running our phone lines right now. But I don't know why you wouldn't want to. He is a lovely guy. But yeah, please donate. We love you. And yes. Last song, Lisa, last song is called Dogfights. You said that this was your friend's song?
Yes, this is my friend Owen's song, and we love Owen collectively. And he's a very good artist, and he's trying to become famous, and he will be famous one day. So I know, Owen, I know you're not listening because you're in a different continent, but we miss you.
Aw.
Here's Owen's song.
That's nice. Okay, so this is Dogfights by Owen Akua. And we are closing out, so thank you for listening to Feeling Sounds. I'm Sarah.
And I am Freddie.
And good night. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Dogfights always seem so cool to me. And last night I met a girl I'm a fool to be. Now all of your words turn into faraway thoughts of summer. Driving down the west coast, baby, and think of how the past was better. If I said I loved you, would you tell me away? Are you scared that she'll say to you if you stay? Dogfights, bloody romance, never seem to grasp my hands. I'm alright, no, she is you. Though we never got to see us through. Summertime will set me free, and she's living in the 70s, man. 505 to set the mood. She walks right in with red bottom shoes. If I said I love you, will you tell me away? Are you scared that she'll say to you if you stay? No, I said I love you and it pushed you away. Now I'm scared to think I lost you to yesterday.